From the wheat fields of the Thumb to the cherry trees on the Third Coast, Michigan grows more than 300 different foods and products that we all enjoy every day. We're on a mission to find every local restaurant, manufacturer, and food company sourcing their ingredients right here in the Mitten. And in the process, bridge the gap between the farm and your fork. We want to introduce you to all things Michigan agriculture and food. This is Michigan AF.
Sustainability is an incredibly important topic in every industry, but especially within agriculture. Dairy farmers across Michigan are working to implement practices to make their farms more sustainable. And today we're joined by two individuals who are actively working to achieve those goals, Jeremy Wirth and Samantha Whitehead with the United Dairy Industry of Michigan. We're also joined with one of our Michigan Grown, Michigan Great ambassadors, Zoe Zupin. Welcome to the podcast, everyone.
Thanks, Noelle, for having us here. I'm really looking forward to this conversation on dairy sustainability, especially in the state of Michigan. Just to get it started, Jeremy or Sam, whoever wants to take it, can you just give us a quick overview of the Michigan dairy industry?
Sure. I'm happy to jump in here. The Michigan dairy industry is now consisting of just over 440,000 cows and just shy of 900 dairy farms. Michigan is great at producing milk, as our dairy farmers do a fantastic job. And right now, Michigan dairy farmers on an annual basis are just producing just over 1 billion gallons of milk. It's truly amazing and remarkable what our dairy farmers are doing here in Michigan.
Yeah, that's awesome. That's super cool. So going from producing all that milk and taking care of all those cows, what are some things that dairy farmers in Michigan are doing to embrace sustainable practices today?
Yeah, that's really a great question. And, you know, sustainability, sometimes we overthink it, but truly our Michigan dairy farmers have been implementing sustainability as kind of the foundation of their farms for decades. And they have been doing so many things, but, you know, to really just highlight a couple of those, you know, top level things, farmers have been great at recycling manure, using this manure to grow their crops, which they feed their cows. Manure contains a lot of nutrients, both macro and micronutrients, and it truly is a wonderful fertilizer for growing crops. Also, a lot of farmers on their farms have implemented energy-saving things. Some of these things could include LED lighting or a variable drive motors on their electric motors, and these variable drives save energy. So it's reducing energy usage on these farms. But the different tools like LED lightings and the variable drive frequency motors on these farms. Also, a really another great example to talk about and highlight is how cows are metabolic marvels, and they can upcycle certain products that we other animals or humans can't. So, you know, just looking at some of the feed and ingredients that go into a cow's ration that are upcycled byproducts are that of cottonseed or even beet pulp for that sake. The Thumb of Michigan is fantastic at growing sugar beets. And there is a lot of beet pulp that comes out of them sugar beet plants. And guess what? Michigan dairy farmers feed that to their cows as a food source. And it's great for those cows for energy and fiber. So yeah, cows do eat a lot of byproducts that potentially could have ended up in landfills or wasted somewhere where cows can utilize them as a feed source to produce milk, which is truly amazing.
Yeah, that's really awesome, all the things that Michigan dairy farmers are doing. You kind of talked about the recycling of the manure. I know there's concerns with manure getting into our waterways. Could you maybe elaborate a little more on how farmers kind of prevent those concerns?
Absolutely, absolutely. You know, farmers really do take great care of the land, and they take great pride in the work that they do, not only feeding their animals, but taking care of the land. And so with that, you know, just talking about manure application on farms, farmers do apply manure to recommended nutrient needs for that soil to grow the specific crop that they're looking at growing. And a lot of Michigan dairy farmers, to ensure that that manure is staying where it needs to be in the soil profile, is they're incorporating it into the soil within a day after they have spread the manure. And then a lot of farmers have gone beyond that to use cover crops. Cover crops are a crop that is growing throughout the season. And that crop is growing typically when you do not have a regular crop growing. So say out of season into the fall when your corn is already harvested, farmers will plant a cover crop of maybe something that looks like wheat or a rye grass. And that wheat or that rye will tie up those nutrients in that plant so that they are not able to leach away from that soil profile. So cover crops are a great tool that farmers use to hold those nutrients. Also, buffer strips can be planted along stream or creek edges so that those living, live grasses and buffer strips actually hold those nutrients from leaching. So those are some great, great resources that our farmers utilize to tie that manure up. And then later, those nutrients can be used in growing other crops.
Yeah, wow. That's really awesome. All the practices that dairy farmers, once again, are just applying. And a lot of what they're doing is helping the local ecosystems and the earth around them, which is super cool. They do say that farmers are the stewards of the land. And I think Michigan dairy farmers are really showing that they are the stewards of the land. One of the hot topics that are going around right now is the talk of like carbon footprint. Do you know what the carbon footprint of the dairy industry is and if it's increasing, decreasing? How's that looking?
Oh, that's a great question. And so just 2% of the total global carbon footprint is produced by dairy cattle. You know, so that's a very small number. And one thing that we have to remember here is unlike the fossil fuels that are creating carbon into the atmosphere, cows actually are unique in the way that they're able to actually recycle carbon. So understand this, you know, we have cows that are eating forages and feed that dairy farmers produce. So they're growing corn and they're growing alfalfa and they could be growing wheat and other crops on the farm too. And all those crops are actually pulling carbon from the atmosphere. And then those cows will eat that feed and use that to make and produce milk and also manure, which then can be utilized as fertilizer. So there's like a full cycle that's happening here. But, you know, the key thing to understand is that cows are different than fossil fuels in producing the carbon footprint that goes into the atmosphere. And cows also take part in recycling in that carbon footprint process.
Yeah, no, that's super cool. So then I guess another question that just comes to mind is that when we were talking about cows and climate change, is they say that cow farts contribute to the greenhouse gases. Could you maybe elaborate on that if that's a myth? Kind of break that down for us.
Yeah, and that's a great question. So cows do burp and fart, okay, because cows are ruminant. So there is methane created in a cow belch. There is methane that comes off of a cow's manure. You know, so that is true. Now, that is totally a different type of CO2. It's different than CO2 that's expelled by a fossil fuel, okay? So methane is totally different than that. So please do not get that confused with methane. You know, and to talk to some of the carbon footprint in general and then the methane from the cow's belches, we just have to understand that fossil fuels and dairy cows are creating two completely different emissions. On the dairy cow side of things, our farmers are taking great pride and great strides in trying to reduce the carbon emitted by cows and looking at reducing that methane footprint as well on an individual farm basis and as an industry basis. They're always looking at feed additives or more efficient ways to feed the cows and actually in turn to get better production out of those cows. And so with that, the industry is continuing to make strides in lowering that carbon footprint, say per gallon of milk.
Wow, that's awesome. That's super cool. Thank you for breaking that myth down for us, Jeremy. I really appreciate that. Sam, another question that came to mind was, what role does animal welfare come into play when we're talking about the sustainable dairy farming practices?
Yeah, absolutely. You know, animal welfare is always a big concern to consumers, but also it's something that farmers are always thinking about as well. So farmers want to ensure that cows are comfortable and healthy. And, you know, a healthy cow is a happy cow. So we want to see those cows happy and producing to their fullest potential. So some things farmers do is providing cows with clean, comfortable housing. Farmers often use recycled sand. So cows pretty much get to lay on a beach all day. So it's super nice for them to have that, but also it's a way for farmers to take sand and be able to reuse it for that comfort purpose for those cows. Another thing is that cows always have the access to fresh food and water. Oftentimes farmers are recycling water on their farm. So they'll take the water that they use to cool down the milk within the plate coolers on their farm, and they'll recycle it back to give it to their cows so their cows have cold water to drink. So it's always keeping them healthy, comfortable, you know, well-fed, hydrated. And, you know, we're always working with farmers, and they're always telling us that they have access. The cows have access to medical attention whenever they need it. And a lot of even veterinarians are using sustainable practices now, too.
Oh, that's awesome. Could you elaborate a little more on the recycled sand? I'm really curious on how farmers reuse sand.
Yeah, so farmers use recycled sand bedding. Sometimes they use it, you know, a couple times within their farm. And other times, you know, they just bring in sand from other areas. And what they do is it's clean sand, so they don't have to worry about any issues with the cows getting any sort of diseases or anything from that sand. But it's just sand that's been used for other purposes that they end up making sure is clean. And they are able to put it into bedding purposes within barns for cows to lay on. So just a clean and efficient way for us to recycle that material.
Wow, that's awesome. That's super cool. You kind of started to talk a little about sustainable practices that veterinarians are using. Could you elaborate a little bit on those? I'm not too familiar with that, so I'm curious.
Yeah, so veterinarians are, you know, a key important factor to making sure our cows are healthy. And, you know, there's many times that a vet is called out onto the farm just to even do a herd check, make sure all the ladies are feeling okay and, you know, they're happy and healthy. So, you know, veterinarians are just working really hard to make sure that, you know, if they're using water on the farm, it's, you know, not excessive amounts of water, or, you know, they're making sure that any of the medicines that they use are put into their fullest potential, not using anything unnecessarily, and just making sure that what they do use is, you know, clean and contained really well to keep everybody on the farm, including the employees and the farmers, safe as well.
Wow, that's awesome. That's super cool. Well, thank you both for giving a little recap of the sustainable practices that dairy farmers are using. I kind of want to talk about on the consumer side. I've heard the buzzword sustainable nutrition, but I'm not too sure really what that is or what that looks like. Could one of you maybe explain a little bit on what sustainable nutrition is?
Sure. I'm happy to touch on that. And so, you know, sustainable nutrition. Yeah, it's really a way of looking at, you know, kind of like three legs to this stool. How farmers are nourishing the land, and then how that land is nourishing the animals, and then ultimately how it's also nourishing the people. So just, you know, think of the three things here as land, people, and the animals. And so how all those things, three things go together is looking at, you know, farmers are using the land as the resource to grow the crops. The crops are being used to grow and be fed to the cows. And then those cows will actually produce a wonderful product called milk, which we all love to consume. And so looking at the sustainability practices that are laid across the whole foundation of the farm and how they play into that vital role between that land that's in that community, the animals that are on that farm, and then going full circle and going to the people that are in the community and then consumers. And making sure that each part of that piece, the sustainability, is a key factor in doing a great job in caring for each one of those. Samantha highlighted the great care that farmers have on a sustainability level with the animals. I alluded to some of the sustainability practice that we see implemented on the land. And ultimately, the third piece is looking at the people here, the people in the communities, and ultimately the consumers that are drinking milk every day, to make sure that they have a product that is produced by very nutrient-rich feed that was fed to the cows that created a very nutrient-rich product in that milk that we can consume and our families and families in the communities around dairy farms can all consume and inshallah take part in.
That's awesome. Thank you for breaking down that definition for me. You started to talk about the people in that definition. How can consumers support and encourage dairy farming sustainability through their choices and actions?
Zoe, that's such a good question. And it really is so simple. And it's just simply enjoying the great dairy foods that are out there. And for those of us that don't understand dairy beyond the milk case, it's pretty awesome. It's cheese. It's cottage cheese. It's butter. It's yogurt. And I mean, we cannot forget ice cream, right? So just enjoy, indulge in dairy, enjoy it, love it, embrace it, share it with your friends, share it with your family, and make it part of your lifestyle.
Perfect. That's awesome. So for people who want to learn more about the Michigan dairy industry, milk, nutrition, basically anything about dairy farming, where can they go to get more resources?
I'm happy to share our website at Milk Means More with you and those on the call here. MilkMeansMore.org is our website. And we also do have some great talking points on there and sustainability as well. And that's at www.MilkMeansMore.org/dairyfarming. And sustainability.
Perfect. Awesome. Thank you so much, Jeremy and Samantha, today for just joining on and having this great conversation about dairy sustainability.
You're welcome. It was a pleasure. Thank you, Zoe.
Yes. Thank you all so much for joining us on the podcast today. I always think it's so great to learn about what our dairy farmers are doing in Michigan, and especially when it comes to how they're producing incredible dairy foods that we can enjoy. So as we work towards a more sustainable future, dairy farms are playing a key role in that by embracing sustainability on their farms. And luckily, we're very fortunate to reap those benefits by enjoying the delicious dairy foods that we do every day. Thanks again to Jeremy and Samantha for joining us. And thanks so much to Zoe for co-hosting our podcast today. Thanks to you to listening, and join us next time as we explore more of Michigan's food and agriculture.
The Michigan AF Podcast is a project of the Michigan Ag Council and the Michigan Grown, Michigan Great campaign. We are a coalition of farmers and agribusinesses committed to providing the best possible foods and products for our neighbors, communities, and the state we all love. To hear more podcasts and to learn about Michigan's agriculture diverse sector, visit MichiganGrown.org.